a little bit more excited about being together again. Praise the Lord. Are you excited?
Amen.
Are you here to praise the Lord? Amen. Amen. Let's stand up and let's try that one more time. Amen.
We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again.
Get ourselves ready for God is preparing a bride.
Amen.
And so it's wonderful to have you here. I hope you all like the place this morning. Is it good?
Yeah.
Place
to be?
I certainly wanted to thank all the brothers and sisters that worked so hard to prepare for today to get here to kind of transformed the whole building and stuff. They were here working till late Saturday, and it looked like a bunch of ants running around here and putting up walls and doing the electrical cords and building the stage and everything. And they worked so hard to get prepared for today. And we're so thankful that the Lord knew ahead of time that we would have this place.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's wonderful, God's plan. We can't plan. He plays thousands of years. He already had a plan. He knew we'd be here today. He knew that there'd be a purpose to have this building so that we could come together and that we could fellowship. So he made it for us. Brother Branham traveled, as we told you in church the other day. Brother Branham always wanted people for you to be comfortable. He hated to see you standing outside and standing in lines in the wee hours of the morning. Like I said the other day, it's one way I hate it, and the other way I love it. Because it shows that there's something inside. There's a deep calling to the deep. That the bride desires to be together. To fellowship with one another. And that's what the bride is. It comes together. We're uniting together. And I pray. It's like we've said. It's got to start someplace. I'm going to start here with us. Show the world we're one. We're the bride. He's coming for a bride. Drop all our little differences and little things that we have and come together in unity as one as the bride of Jesus Christ. But when Brother Branham went to different places, it was very difficult for him sometimes because he went into different arenas or gymnasiums or a place like this to rent it. And he said, there's no substitute for a church. He says that's the best place to go. Because the Holy Spirit living there all the time and it's dedicated for that. But we're so thankful for this place that this is not like a normal gymnasium. This isn't where a bunch of running around kids and swearing and running and different demons and spirits. That we believe that the angels live here around our children. This building is already dedicated to this message in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it's here for. And so that we can come, that I truly believe that the Holy Spirit already feels welcome. When you come in the door, is the other day when we were working on it here, it's just amazing that the transformation of what happens just to come in and make this little room here, that it's a little sanctuary so that the Holy Spirit can come and be with us today. And as I said Wednesday night, it doesn't matter where we are, there's where the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
It can be at the gas station, it can be at Circle K, it can be in the grocery store. We are written epistles read of all men. That Holy Spirit goes with us wherever we go. And that's the revival. The revival is in us.
Amen.
The bride of Jesus Christ. He said we have to be the most happiest people in the world. So, but to come in and fill the atmosphere, and as Brother Branham said, it's not the holy building. It's you all. It's the Holy Spirit that is in the individuals. But to come in, we see at the camp for the ones that's been out there, the brothers and sisters, that we have the tent where we come in and we feed the kids and everything. They're running around tables and we're having a good time and everything. But when it comes time for a Sunday service, it transforms into a house of worship. And that's what it is here today. It's been transformed into a house of worship for the bride of Jesus Christ to come together and worship Him. We have a few announcements that we need to go over real quickly before we get into the service. And that, again, is thanking the people that worked so hard to get everything done and prepared for today. And we'll continue to see how the Lord leads to be here and having services on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And to be able, we appreciate the parking, the brothers. There's plenty of ample parking for everything, and that we have more on the other side, and we have the fields and everything for you too. So there's no need, you don't have to get here real early ahead of time to come. But we do want you to come in enough time to come and get settled in and pray and get ready, prepared for the message that's about to come forth. But we'll be opening the doors on the side door where you came in, down to one, and let you just come in that one single door. But when you exit, we'll be opening both doors. So you'll be able to exit on that far door and this door here. And we have a little area that's outside that we've sanctioned off there so that we can all get together in fellowship. It's not over, like I said, at church, you don't go out one door, then the other door, and you never knew who was on the other side of the church, that you can all be together in fellowship afterwards. We do ask that if the mothers with their children that can be here, just be mindful. We know that you've got to feed them and give them little crackers and stuff to keep them here. Just watch, be careful, be mindful of that if you would. And also if you do your juices and stuff on the carpet, just be careful. And we have a brother and sister that do to come in and keep this clean and try to keep it as nice as we possibly can for the bride of Christ. We also want to tell between services, if the Lord willing, we'd like for you, if you're going to leave your car, like two couples have come, or you have the husband and wife has come, take your car and take it out of this parking lot. And you can either move it over to the Creation Building or either the second building that's there. Leave your car parked over there and not in this parking lot. So when you leave, just take your car out of here because they're going to close it up during the afternoon so no one else can get back up in here. We also have a very special announcement for all of our young people. So this is not for you adults. It's for our young people. You have your own little area out here, as you've seen, a little Cubs den. And as soon as you walk out the door, you'll see it's a little picket fence area out here. So all the children, they have their own area. So you guys can go out and you can fellowship all together. And you don't have to worry about where mom and dad are anymore. You'll all be together. So it's a little place when you walk out, you'll see it here on the left-hand side. We also know it's going to be very hard for our young boys out here. As you've seen in our landscaping, that we have a lot of little rocks and stuff outside here. And I know it's awful hard for our young boys not to get up and pick up a rock. There's no Goliaths, so we don't need no Davids. Don't be picking up none of the rocks and throwing them. We'd appreciate it. And all the kids, please stay out of the grass. is because I don't want your mothers yelling at me when you go out and get grass stain on your Sunday clothes. So just play in your little area over there and have yourself a nice time, okay? Well, good. Praise the Lord. Well, once again, it's wonderful to be here. Get that out of the way, and let's talk about the Word. Who wants to talk about the Word?
Amen.
That wonderful message that we heard Sunday night of the sudden secret going of the Bride of Christ. How wonderful. And when that prophet said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, blink your eye right now. It's over. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Amen. He said that we must keep our oil in our lamps. That's that Holy Spirit. We have to stay in that atmosphere, children, all the time. We need to clean ourselves up because God's coming for a bride. We see the many things that are transpiring right now for the coming of the Lord that is happening. And so we have to take inventory every single day of where we are. And that's what that prophet's been telling this church. That's what he's been telling this bride around the world. It's later than we think. And these messages are more current than they were when he preached them back there 50, 60 years ago. It seems like Brother Branham is walking right out of that room, coming up here and bringing it and telling us the lateness of the hour. That living word comes to us, and he's telling us and warning us that he's coming for his bride. Get ready. We need to get away from the little things of the world, the little things that beset us, the little things that we let get into our lives. That's what he's telling us. And the age and time that we live in now is total distraction everywhere we go. Everything that we do, there is no safe haven. The only place there is, Brother Branham told us that you as the bride of Jesus Christ, that the ability in you is to create worlds and to live in them. He says, but it's governed. We can speak and it would happen. But I truly believe that we create worlds every day. Every place that we go, whatever we do, we have to create a world around us, an atmosphere around us, to be able to fight against all the principalities and all the demons that are constantly around us. There's only one safe place in the Word. That is the only safe place. That's the only thing that's not polluted. Everything else Satan's got into. It's not wrong to do. It's like Brother Ram said. It's okay for you to go fishing, to go hunting, to go biking, do whatever what you want to do. But you got to be careful in this day and time because Satan's got in there. He pollutes it. And he wants you to do whatever you want to do. But does it consume us? How many things consume us? That if we all. How many times have you sat down at the internet and sat down and you start looking at something on the internet and, wow, I've been here for 3 hours. I can't believe it, researching something. Sit down and read your Bible for 3 hours. It is like, ooh, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I'm doing it, and Satan's battling me all the time. But you can do something in the world, and time goes by just like that. Amen? I'm guilty of it. Maybe you're not. I am. I'm guilty of it. It happens to us. Satan keeps us busy. He keeps us occupied on everything. We live busy lives. There's the same 24 hours in a day that there was when Jesus was here, but he keeps us occupied every second of every day. And we must stay in the Word. We become and we think is, we look and say, how in idols? And how did they do that back in the children of Israel? How did they have idols? We would never have idols. We got idols. One of them is called an iPhone. It can become an idol. We worship it. We've got to have it. We can't live without it. Everything that we do, we've got to have it in our pocket. And wherever we go, we can leave the keys to the car, but we think more of our iPhone than we do in our Bible. If you took your Bible, do you take your Bible every place you take your iPhone? Boy, we're pretty quiet, aren't we? It's the truth. It's the truth. It's not saying it's wrong. I got an iPhone. But it's how we use it. Just put God first in all things. Seek him first in all things. And that's what that prophet is telling us. Put him first. Put that word first. Put this message first. Stay in the word. Listening to it all the time, day and night. Last thing you do when you go to bed, speak to him. First thing you get up in the morning, speak to him. Walk in the living room, speak to him. constantly say it's an hourly walk with the Lord. We have no power, people. All we got is the authority. And you are, I encourage you today, you are the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And it's the message we're getting ready to hear today is thirst. Do we thirst for this message? Do we thirst for the Lord Jesus? Has that become our daily thought, what we live for? You've got to work, and you've got to take care of your kids, and you got to go to school, and you got to do things, but what's first in your life? Is it Him? Amen. Just place Him first in all things. Let us stand to our feet. We want to welcome you this morning. And we all know that He's here. It's because we brought Him with us this morning. Amen. It's so wonderful to be in His presence. As we bow our heads this morning just to think about Him. And as David said, is to meditate upon Him. Just to know that He's right here and to feel His presence. And to know that He wants to meet your every need. How wonderful it is. Brothers and sisters, how wonderful.
Amen.
Take everything that's in your mind, every thought, everything, just take it and get rid of it right now. Just meditate and think about Him for a while. Just feel His presence right here next to you, going in and out of the aisles. He said He goes in and out. Say, Lord, open up my heart, my soul, my spirit. Father, I want to hear Your word. Let that word go deep in my heart, Lord Jesus. Anything that's not like You, Lord, take it out. Lord, I'm human and I fail. I make mistakes. But Lord, I love You truly. I love You from the depths of my heart. I want to be more like You, Lord. You see my hand. You see my needs. You know what I have need of, Lord. I raise it up to You, Lord. Look underneath of this hand, Lord, and see what my need is. Lord, I know You'll grant it because You promised in Your word that whatever we ask in the Father's name, if you believe it, you can have it.
Amen.
And we are believers. We are the bride of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
So what we ask for, You'll give it to us, Father. We believe it and love You. And Father, we want to welcome You this morning. We just want to sing a little song to You, Lord. And we want to reach out and touch You, Lord, as You pass by us this morning. Because we know You're not too busy to hear our hearts cry. Reach out
and touch the Lord. As He goes by, you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out.
Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord, to call upon Your name and to know that You're just right here in our midst, Lord. That same one from the beginning, Lord, You're right here with us and with Your bride, Lord. How grateful we are, Lord, for another opportunity to come together, Lord, to worship You, and Lord, to hear Your word, Lord, and may that word go deep in our heart today, Lord. Father, we are truly a needy people. But Lord, more than anything, we want more of You and more to be like You, Lord Jesus. We just ask, Lord, that each hand that went up, each request that's laying here before Me, Lord, each need, Lord, each unspoken request, Lord, would You meet every need. You give it to us, Lord. You promised that You would let us have it, Lord, if we would believe. And Father, we confess from the depths of our heart, we believe. We believe, Lord Jesus. We believe. And Lord, we know that You'll give it to us, Lord, because we've asked it in Your name. We know it's the only thing You can't do is fail us, Lord Jesus. heal our bodies, Lord. And Father, we're broken down. We're just human. But Lord, with you, all things are possible. Lord, we just ask you to be with us today in just a special way, Lord. May we hear your word like we've never heard it before, Lord. Anoint us, Lord. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit, Lord, that those words would go deep into our heart. And we would apply them, Lord, not just to be hearers, Lord, but to be doers, Lord. We want to be doers, to take everything away and put you first, Lord, in all things. Lord, bless and be with us. We thank you once again, Lord, for giving us this opportunity. And we just ask you to be with us in a special way today. Grant, Lord, in your church, calls upon your name, and we ask it all in the precious and lovely name of the Lord Jesus. And we all say,
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you this morning. Let's sing a little song, We're Marching to Zion. Amen. Amen.